And these are the days, aren't they? I'm going to tell you. These are the days. We're getting promises, of course, many promises out there of more information, whether it's Epstein or Bongino had recently said, he and Cash Patel, they're finding boxes of evidence hidden inside the FBI. Really? All right. I kind of think, you know, you move into if we moved into our house, you would think that we're going to be doing some looking around and making sure that the, you know, what we know what's inside the house. So it's one of the first things I'd do. Anyway, there's that and there's much more. But tonight I have with me Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Make sure, folks, you bookmark, just bookmark his website, because the amount of information he provides is just over the top. And Gen 6, of course, for all of his intellectual products, his books, his DVDs. I'm telling you right now, you could spend really a week just perusing the items there. And, of course, Renaissance Precious Metals for your gold and silver needs. And, of course, tonight's broadcast brought to you by sat123.com and Escape Zone Dark Bags. I'm going to tell you right now, I just love the dark bags. I'm telling you, they have, well, they do a lot to protect your anonymity when you're out. And they do a lot to protect your, you know, your family jewels, if you know what I'm talking about, right? Your dangling participle. If you're a guy, along with your, you know, Kiwis, and if you're a woman too, they can protect other, you know, other things as well. And also ballistic backpacks as well, anti-ballistic backpacks. So SAT123, Escape Zone, and darkbags.com. Link's going to be in the program description box for all that. First hour is going to be Steve with Dr. Basima Williams. I can't wait for this. She last appeared on this platform December 5th of last year. Fascinating. Some of the information just about the frequencies, about the EMF stuff that we are getting bombarded with. Now, you know, what about the new context? We're going to be talking about that. We're waiting for her to come on. But in the meantime, Steve, come on board and let's just grind down on a few things while we wait for Dr. Williams to come on board.
Well, Doug, I think today we're watching epic events taking place, because 1 minute we're going to see a war with Iran. 1 minute we're going to see the Germans basically inviting the annihilation of Berlin. The next minute we're seeing Britain, France, and Germany talking about basically provoking Russia to a nuclear war. Then we go to the other side pretty much of the world from where we're at in the U.S., and we've got China being $50 trillion in debt. And, you know, we're dealing with what I call terrifying tariffs that are crashing even before the eyes of the world. The problem is there's no stability any longer, because the markets react one day one way, they react another way another day, and then everybody's kind of got like I better say it this way, a circus jester, a clown with all the balls in the air, and you're watching all the balls in the air, but while you're watching the clown in the center ring of the circus, it's the first ring of the circus and the third ring of the circus that all the action's at. Now, as we're going on the air tonight, obviously there's a Gaza ceasefire. Obviously, we've got, how should I say this? We've got unstable people making a statement on a Monday and then having to take it back on a Friday. You know, I've quoted this passage so many times. It's not out of the Bible. It's out of, you know, the book On War by von Clausewitz. But when goods don't cross borders, armies do. So I think what we're watching, Doug, is the run-up to the fulfillment of that statement in history. And by the way, the book On War is behind me. I mean, it's a monster book. And no, I haven't read the whole thing. I just go through and pick out the good stuff. But the point is that right now we're watching World War III. We're watching the end of that which we've known as individual liberty, in my opinion. We're We're watching what you called a long time ago, years ago, lawfare. We're watching, in my opinion, we're watching courts and judges that have got to be, basically popping acid or, having mushroom souffles with psychedelics. Because again, that when you don't have equal justice under the law, you don't have justice at all. That's a powerful statement. And what we're watching, everyone, is the rights and the erosion of the Constitution. We're watching out of control law enforcement agencies. We're watching people literally putting 8647, in other words, claiming, oh, they didn't know what that means. Trust me, if you're the director of the FBI, former director, you know what 86 means. That means you're going to kill somebody. And he's given an open, Doug, I think what you'd say, an open go for the gold. And I do not understand, and maybe you can chime in here, I don't understand Dan Bongino and Kash Patel at all, because I've watched, not a bunch of times, maybe three or four times, when they're saying that, Epstein killed himself, and that that was contrary to what Dan Bongino was saying all along. And then we've heard all these things, Epstein files are going to be released, and now what you were talking about, obviously, is the voluminous amount of evidence that it conveniently was not presented. And then I know that there's going to be a lot of revelations on January 6th. Ladies and gentlemen, the January 6th show trials was nothing outside of it, sheer politicizing, terrorizing our men and a few women, and one that's dead. And by the way, the rumor behind the background is she was ordered to be killed. That wasn't an accident. And I've heard all the Bravo Sierra and every form of that which hits the fan, and she was ordered hit. And God bless her. I just, here's the thing. We're seeing dirty politics. We're seeing dirty courts. We're seeing dirty minds. We're seeing dirty people. The amount of sex trafficking and everything that's going on. And then we've got P. Diddy, and like I said, you don't have to say Diddy. No, he Diddy it. And the bottom line is the Diddyites are some of the most powerful people in Hollywood, some of the most famous talk show hosts. And we're seeing the entire revelation, in my opinion, of the evil that this country settled for. And look, nobody wants to think that they might lose a child going out at night, or their daughter that goes to whatever young people do, and then never coming home, because there's a bunch of pigs in this country that are illegal immigrants or every form of social ostracized people in their own country. And yet, we've got the leftist Democrats, and by the way, they've earned their Democrats, Democrats. And then you've got the zombie cons that, they don't know any which way to turn. They just go with the flow. Well, so does the full bladder, okay? I'm sorry to say it that way, but that's my opinion. So we're at this time that's unlike any time in history. And a decade ago, I made the statement, I stand by it. People are finally getting it. Well, I guess that was a real word, yeah. And it took you a long time, a decade, to get it. But God is going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people, and the people's sins before a holy God, before he allows the United States, in my opinion, Mystery Babylon, to be judged. And it's going to be judged with fire, not water again. And tonight, we're going to talk about some astonishing things that are happening in the world of the supernatural. Now, has Dr. Williams joined us yet?
Not yet,
You know
Eric.
what?
Eric,
We should put her on the second hour then. If
okay.
yeah,
Well,
if that's okay, or I hope I know I sent Erica her contact because I received a new email and that on it.
no worries. Hey, we can just roll with it, brother. We've got so much to cover, and her input is going to be fantastic as well. So we'll just roll with it, and yes, Eric will take care of that as we go down this path. But man, you're on a roll. You mentioned Bongino and Patel, and I suspect you're referencing that interview with Maria Bartiromo. We have talked about that. I've, in fact, I played The body language guy on X, he had a couple of snippets on there, and the body language, of course, did not match the message. And you know, we can see that, okay? I mean, we've seen that. And when you have somebody, you have to establish a baseline when you look at body language. So when you got somebody behind a microphone for, you know, days, literally years, you've already got a baseline to work with. So that's very easy. And as well as Kash Patel, so there's something very wrong with that. So there's that. There's you had mentioned the Zombicons. Man, I'll tell you what. Talking about snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, that they're good at that and everything else. So, you know, continue, sir, because we've got, again, there's so much going on here. Go ahead.
Well, again, tonight I want to share what's going on around the world in some of the most phenomenological, there's a hard word, phenomenon-based events taking place. And, you know, Doug, you've been gracious and thank you very much because this platform was used by, I believe, God in allowing Tom Horn and I, and when Russ was alive and others to, you know, come on and share the Black Awakening, the Dark Awakening, the hidden works of darkness. We're told to expose the hidden works of darkness, but sometimes what comes of the darkness makes things go bump in the night, and people need to understand, and this is true, that churches have failed to teach Christians in general their authority in Jesus Christ. And as a result, in my opinion, and I've been around, the Beach Boys song would get around, round, I get around. Well, I've been around, and what I'm seeing is a, how should I say this, a true abandonment of the faith. I'm seeing people absolutely losing it. And I like what Gerald Celente says, when people have nothing more to lose, they lose it. And I'm watching that in real time because we've lost. And listen, I get so ticked, better say it that way. I get so ticked at the crybabies, okay? And fortunately, I've gone through a crybaby deleting process on my emails, okay? And I've never seen what I'm seeing now because the old, I'll just put up with and tolerate it, that's gone. I mean, people are having to take a stand, wouldn't you agree? And quite candidly, it's few people standing. And the thing that I think is critical, I'll give it right over to you, is what happened to the January 6th men was horrific. It was totalitarian. It was connived. Yet we, you know, pretty much you and I and others who had platforms, we were able to talk. But the problem is the chicken clucks, the dumb clucks that were in the Republicans, let it slide. They did let it slide. And, you know, here's the thing. I even saw Republicans justifying it. That's not right in this country. And some people I thought were bright, they didn't disappoint me when I thought, you know, that's not anybody that's even a thinking individual. Oh, you're judging. You bet I'm judging those men that and the few women and even the couple of them that died. I mean, they're owed a big apology and they're also owed remuneration. Now they're going after Stuart Rhodes, do still. And it never ceases to amaze me that even with the change of supposedly all the directors, new heads and stuff, but we're seeing everybody backtracking. And if you were and you've been on enough witness stands testifying for insurance companies, when you saw people backtracking, you knew they didn't have their story straight, correct?
No, absolutely. Yeah. It's classic. And you know, Steve, just real quick, a contemporary, if anyone out there wants to watch, for example, a contemporary display of witness backtracking, conflicting statements, obviously the Karen Reed, Massachusetts versus Karen Reed. I mentioned that because it's a microcosm of what's happening on the national level. So yes, to answer your question, absolutely. It's playing out in real time in cities across the U.S. as well as nationally. And we have to pay attention to what's going on. And you mentioned January 6th people. I'm going to tell you right now, What happened to them is criminal. It's against everything that we stand for. And the very people who put, who used that one specific section that was later decided by the Supreme Court not to be relevant. Every judge, every prosecutor who went after a member of the January 6th committee should be dealt with very harshly. And I will stand behind all of the J6 political prisoners, not the Antifa infiltrants, okay? The people who the Antifa infiltrated that. There were some other infiltrators, including operational assets for the feds, as well as, I mean, the FBI, as well as the CIA. Yes, for sure. Although the charter doesn't permit that, but nonetheless, here we are. So you've got all of this taking place, and those are the people, the infiltrators. The ones that were and members of the Capitol Police as well need to be dealt with equally harsh. So yes, but you know, right now all we're hearing is talk, 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 talk. Kind of like Clint Eastwood says in Dirty Harry, nag, nag, nag. Okay, but it's talk, talk, talk. Go ahead, sir.
Well, again, I think it behooves us all to remember when we don't stand for up against that, they bulldoze us. And listen, we're a bulldozed country and we don't even know it yet. It's still people are believing political correctness and rhetoric. It doesn't matter if it comes from the left or right, but the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? And I'm watching in real time. I'm taught, I call them weasel words. I don't know what you call them. But look, if somebody doesn't say what they mean and mean what they say, then why should they say if they don't mean what they say? And I think, especially when it came to what was going on in the Capitol, I really mean that. The people that were involved in that, I think they should all be forensically, financially audited. Okay? I think they should have had the Doge team. And come on. No matter what you think of Elon Musk, he showed all the waste and he got more. How should I say this? Resistance from some of the people that all they care about is votes. Well, listen, with a nuclear war, you don't really need to worry anymore about the votes that go into the container because they won't matter anymore. So we're at this point, Doug, right now where we've seen and we're watching in real time countries making statements. Macron of France. We're watching Merz of Germany. We're watching Stramer of Great Britain. And all these guys don't have any money for their military. And how do I know that? Because Germany's going to take everybody's private, savings. I don't know. I don't know how people can't get that because bank bail-ins are being proposed to build up a military. I would tell you this. I know for a fact that Russia's made it very clear to Germany, if your Taurus missiles go in to Ukraine, Berlin will cease to exist. I'm telling you point blank. Macron was told that too. The nice thing about when you don't lie, you can basically, people can say, man, they're not kidding, are they? The only people that are double-minded and unstable, in my opinion, are the NATOites, okay? And the NATOites don't get it. They killed all of their access to really reasonably priced power. All of the exports and imports are destroying their two biggest businesses and BASF and Volkswagen. And now the thing is, people, whether they sell cars, car parts, and just the other day, but wait, there's more. The Japanese said, if you don't take tariffs off us, we will not export anything to your country anymore. Well, hello. Think about certain cars, Toyota, Honda, and think about everything else. And for the record, nobody has more purified plutonium than Japan. And it's a small feat with the technological excellence that they possess. And let's face it, they do. All we hear about is these robots that are see them, kickboxing on some YouTube posting or doing this, doing that, But I mean, we're talking Japanese have a sophistication way beyond that. And I'm saying to everyone, look, you can't infuriate the whole world and then tell them, well, we're going to issue a central bank digital currency and you'll use ours. No, they won't. Nobody wants to do. And I believe Mystery Babylon is the United States. And I believe we're seeing literally the whole body of nations hissing at the Americans and hissing behind. Look, here's the thing. If you say something, you've got to say something. And I want everyone to understand this. You either mean what you say and say what you mean, or don't say anything at all. So tonight, and I just sent Eric, by the way, Dr. Williams' number, her phone number. So if we can't bring her on, I'd like to segue right away into the first hour, which was going to be the second hour, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever. And yeah, I have, yes, that's fine. I do want to make an announcement for the people watching and listening. I forgot to do this at the opening of the show. Just real quick, no show tomorrow. My apologies. Thanks for your patience. Fully expect to be back on Monday, and just have some issues take care of tomorrow. So no show tomorrow. But yeah, Steve, go wherever you want to go, because again, there is so much happening domestically and internationally. And where I'm concerned domestically, of course, is the enemy within fighting against what Americans voted for. And that's change. I mean, every step of the way, we're getting hammered. And I'll tell you what, you had mentioned at the beginning of the show, about these invaders coming in and people dying. I'll tell you something. If anything ever happened to a member of my family by an invader, okay, any person who ever allowed that to happen, along with the invader himself, I'm going to tell you right now, it would not be pretty. I would go after every single person, and I'm telling you that point blank. It's beyond any comprehension that I can even. I mean, just think, Steve, of the reason behind this mass invasion, allowing these people to invade our country. It's just crazy. But go ahead, go wherever you want, sir.
Well, I think that, if anybody wants a realistic view of what's happening in the United States, all they need to do is go to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy on the Old Testament. And there's two passages that will jump out at you. Strangers from without will possess you from within. Okay, they'll own you from within. And the other one that's striking is that not only will they possess you from within, but it says you will be brought down very low and they will be brought up very high. That's in Deuteronomy 28, after I think the 15th verse, and it goes on. A spiritual problem, and it won't happen. It never happened. And so, I want people to have let's say this, an immersion, like jumping off a 20-foot cliff into a, 50-foot pool of water and get totally soaked with the truth. And so tonight, Doug, because, I'm sorry, everyone, but we're having a hard time connecting. So if we get Dr. Williams on the second hour, that's good. But if we can, Doug, I want to play something. It's astonishing because we have been talking about giants. We've been talking about fallen angels. We've been talking about demons. And I'm not talking about the ones in email. I'm talking about real evil spirits. But the point is that I can't bring Russ back from wishing him back. But, I mean, God knows when he takes someone home, he takes them home for his reasoning. But I want to play, Eric, if you would, that first pastor segment, and I want to show you a man of authority, and God knows he's from Texas, bless him, but it's his run-in in Chiapas, Mexico, I think, with actually a 25-foot giant, but his composure, he knew his authority in Jesus, and this is what I want to talk about tonight, the supernatural events taking place. Look, everybody can beat the natural to death. But from where I started, when I started, 53 years ago, after the Lord was so merciful to me, I have gone on from everything that the foundation that was laid in my life through Derek Prince and all the different people from some of the books on my, I mean, some of the greatest evangelists and also preachers. For instance, Charles Spurgeon is on the shelf, and is Psalms from David's harp. You want to see what the Psalms are saying, man, watch what Spurgeon does with them. But the point is that if we can play that, I want to address what's really going on, because I believe that we're going to come into the period probably in the next couple months where men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth. And I get responses that are varied, and there's a million voices out there, including mine, on YouTube, on this, on that. But I want people to see this video. I think Eric's the first 4 minutes, so if you play that, and I think it speaks for itself.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. Never said this publicly, but Jerry Sellers is here. He's right here. My son, Benjamin Allen Brewer, is here. And I'm going to tell you, we were in Chiapas, Mexico, and on a mountain, we saw a giant.
Really?
I'm talking about a big one. I'm not talking about a 9-footer or 10-footer. I'm talking about mid-20s. Not for a glimpse, not a second. For about 25 minutes, I stared at it. It did not rattle my faith one bit.
No.
Because I already know how to process all this. In fact, I actually was like, I was talking, all these people were praying for me. We were on this prayer mountain, and this thing came up over the ridge, and it was the next ridge over. This, known for having giants in the area, there's big giant footprints everywhere in the rock down there and all this craziness. Even at the hotel, there was a big giant footprint. They had this rock that has a giant human footprint in it. And it also has the largest Mayan ruins on the planet Earth is there, and it's privately owned, and we went to it. The guy that owns it, it's the largest Mayan pyramid on the entire planet Earth. It's all right there.
Jeez.
And yeah, we went out there, which I got to tell you all about that and the craziness that happens there. But we went to this prayer mountain. All these pastors meeting with me. We all got there. They were all praying for me. So all this, like 40 pastors. And they're all praying, and they're all speaking in Spanish. I can see Jerry, and I can see my son Ben. We're all standing there minding our own business. And they're all praying, and I see on the next, there's a big valley, and there's a ridge in front of me. And I see this thing come up over the ridge and stand next to this tree. And as the tree sways, it sways exactly however the tree's, and it like mimics it. And I'm just sitting there, man, and I'm just looking at this thing. And I'm like, well, I saw it come up. I actually saw it come up. And it's staring us down from the next mountain over. And it's staring. I can tell how big it is because of that tree. And it's no joke. I mean, this is no joke. And we're just sitting there, and I told Ben, I said, Ben, while they're praying for me, I'm like, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Because everybody all praying for me. I'm like, Ben, like what? He's like, yeah, he's praying too. I was like, there's a giant on that hill over there. He's like, where? I'm like, right over there. We're praying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Ben turns around, he goes, oh my, like King Jesus. I'm like, I know.
Wow.
And Ben, and when Ben turned around and looked at it, the tree moved, and it froze. And so it knew what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to tell you this. I started talking to it, and I was talking like this level. Now, there's no way anything can actually hear me. That, thing is, quarter mile away.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I see you, you devil, and there's nothing you can do about this. We're here. We're not going away. We're rescuing kids. We're doing everything that Jesus wants us to do, and there's not a thing in the world that you can do about it.
Wow.
You can either move or you can go to hell. And I'm talking in this voice. And then it started doing this. And I told Jerry, I said, Jerry, I want you to softly turn around. He said, why? And I said, because there is something, a giant on the top of that hill. And I've been looking at it for 20, 30 minutes. And Jerry turned around and went, oh my gosh. And man, when he did that thing, kind of stood up like this and it just turned around and it went. like in just a couple of strikes.
Unbelievable.
The guys just kept right on praying. Power of God's moving. Holy Spirit's moving. All kinds of craziness. And they're just like, so I asked them, we're on this prayer mountain. And I said, you guys ever have like crazy things showing? The pastor's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you ever had like giants in this region like that? He goes, yeah. He goes, there's one that lives on that mountain right over there. That was the mountain that I actually saw it on.
Wow.
And I was like, well, again, did not rock my faith in any way whatsoever. It caused me to rethink some things. It caused me to go, oh. But see, this is my, and I'll quit
it's
talking.
Supporting evidence.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's what you need to look at it as.
As it was in the days of Noah, man.
Yes.
And there it is. We're living in the days of Noah. Yeah. And we're rescuing children there because so many kids are being trafficked and so many kids are actually disappearing.
Wow.
And it is craziness. And so the kids all have stories about it. The kids have a story and all the witchcraft that goes with all that kind of stuff. Well, dude, I kept coming across that, and I couldn't deny it anymore. And it would be the same stories in Uganda as it was in Mexico, and the same stories in Guatemala, and the same stories down in South America, same stories in India, the ritualization, the mess that they'd gone through, and how things manifest and what would manifest around them was... Yeah, those kids are not lying.
Yeah.
And as Michael Heiser used to say, if just one of them is telling the truth, then it busts the entire paradigm.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, I'm going to kick it right back to you. We are fortunate enough to have with us Dr. Basima Williams. Looking forward to that. So I'm just going to kick the commentary following the video clip you showed, and then you feel free to bring on, introduce Dr. Williams. Go ahead, sir.
Sure. And rather than interrupting Dr. Williams, I'm going to proceed to fill this part of the show up because, again, you know, I think it's important. Now, first of all, I don't know that man, but he knows his authority in Jesus. That did such a wonderful thing to my heart. Now, Eric, if you would please put up the two passages in Scripture, okay? I want people to understand this, that what we're going to cover tonight before we bring on Dr. Williams is these are some of the words. The first one is Isaiah 13:3 out of the Septuagint, okay? One of the oldest Bibles translations that exists. And God's speaking this, Isaiah 13:3. I give command and I bring them. Giants are coming to fulfill my wrath, rejoicing at the same time and insulting. Now we jump down to the next one, and this is in 2 Esdras. By the way, these are both critical for people to understand. Esdras, the scribe. Chasms will open up in many places. That's talking about the earth opening up, and we get to that in a couple minutes, and fire will be shot forth frequently. That's volcanoes. Wild beasts will roam beyond their territory, and women will give birth to monsters. And we're not talking about a political statement there. We're not talking about Frankenstein versus daughter of Frankenstein or wife of Frankenstein. We're talking about literal, genetically altered entities that, and this is something I want everyone to understand, when you hear the word golden age, that's not a good thing. The golden age is that prehistory. It's prior to the creation of Adam and Eve, and it's where all the mythological and legendary places that were in history, whether it's Atlantis, probably the most well-known place, or any of the Lemuria, Mu, all this stuff, but that's the time period. So when I hear the golden age, Doug, that really bothers me because, well, how many people know that? Well, not enough, and that's why you're hearing it tonight. But chasms will open up in many places. And I think I sent Eric, this is really critical. One of the things that is important for everyone to understand is that we're coming in the time period of mega, M-E-G-A, not mega, mega, mega quakes, mega droughts, mega events. And what was that brother in Chiapas talking about? Notice what he said. The locals know all about it. They got footprints and they got disappearing children. And I hate to say it, but the giants are not vegans. They're not vegetarians, and they don't eat giant grapes. They eat human beings. They're cannibals. So, Eric, do you have that thing on the Mississippi River? This has something very important to do with this. The Mississippi is literally, they're starting to fracture along the entire riverbed, and they're really worried about the New Madrid going on. And, Eric, do you have that, that, if you will, the article? Okay. What's the other article I gave? Well, I can talk about it because I sent it to you. But what's... Okay, thank you. Doug, this is critical. And
a Dr. conservation...
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. But anyways, and I think that's a video. But what's got everyone worried is the fact that should the Mississippi open up into a chasm, all that water disappears, and one of the most important waterways and one of the most important sources of water it just gets sucked up into the earth. And so what they're worried about is New Madrid going off, and literally they're doing sonograms of the entire riverbed of the Mississippi, and it's starting to flip people out. I'm telling you, it should flip you out, because one of the most important things I think that people need to understand, the benefit of reading the book of Ezekiel, Isaiah, I mean the prophets in the Old Testament, and then the words of Jesus in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13 is we're talking about stuff now, watching the potential. And everyone, I want you to listen to these words. It's not fear mongering to tell you what's going on. And I can share from my contacts in the background that the amount of harmonic earthquakes going on in the California quake zone area, not only San Andreas, but everything that's taking place up around the Cascadia subduction zone and the area called the Axial Seamount, they're expecting a big one. And what I've noticed, Doug, and what I've noticed, everyone, the listening audience, is they'll tell you the truth and they'll say, oh, it could be years off. Well, then why is the headline major quake expected in the next month or in the next week? And it's not just in Cascadia. The biggest Italian volcano, even beyond Vesuvius, I can't pronounce it, but it's something like Campi Flegri or something like that. But, I mean, it's a super volcano, and now it's showing signs of eruption. And these are the biggest things in history. And so what is problematic is this. What do you do when you run out of water? You call Culligan. No, you don't call Culligan. And where do you get your water? Well, what happens if the New Madrid ruptures, you know, one of the Great Lakes, and it all runs down into the ocean? And again, if you go into one of the other passages following the one of the Book of Esdras, it talks about the sweet water turns bitter. Well, that means that we're going to have an inundation of salt water. So why this is critical at this point is people think that they can vote the right guy in, things change. Well, how do you change failing crop yields? How do you change chemtrails that are poisoning everything and everyone? How do you back out the weaponized medical attack on humans? And I'll ask Dr. Williams on that, because again, everyone, we are under a continual attack. And I want everyone to understand this. I don't care what the lying devil's the head of any state or any country. If they're wanting to bring chaos on their own country, I would say this, chances are, maybe there's an exception, but they're Luciferians, and they will sacrifice the lives as many people as they want for the promise of infinite power and infinite wealth. Well, you know, all that they got to look at it is does human nature teach that? No. Human nature teaches there can only be one. And it doesn't matter how many top dogs you got. The top dogs are always fighting behind the scenes on who's got the biggest bone, or they want the bone factory. I'm trying to be as kind as I know how. That's as kind as I know how. We'll go on. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we're now in a realm of stargates, portals, orbs, ORBS, and again, we're watching, Doug, phenomenological events taking place, whether it's the spheres, and those of you who are really interested in this stuff, I'm telling you, the Glyph Report private subscription is mind-blowing. And the next one goes out, I think, Sunday or Monday. We send out two of them monthly. But everything is building to a crescendo, and you're going to see the giants mentioned in some of the most ancient glyphs, the most ancient symbols, the most ancient writings. And you know what's interesting, Doug? All of this stuff, including the Buga ball that everyone says, that's extraterrestrial. Well, it may use extraterrestrial reverse engineering, and it does in the way it flies. But when you see something with a seam on it, that means human intervention. Why is this critical? Because right now, the events that are happening, you know, people just say, ah, that's just all that crazy talk. And I've had somebody say, well, what do giants have to do with redemption? I said, everything. Joshua and Caleb could not bring the children of Israel into the promised land until they dealt with 31 tribes of giants. Not ice cream, 31 tribes of giants. And these were not nice individuals. So I think that with the pastor, God bless him, I'm going to make an effort to reach out to him, Doug, and hope we can bring him on the show. But it is so important. You have three people witnessing that. You have the testimony of the pastor querying, do you guys see this? Oh, yeah, we see the giant that lives up on the ridge. You know, and you have all of the disappearing children. You have all of the events, and it's at the biggest, one of the biggest Mayan ruins in the world. But again, I want everyone to understand, be very weary of the Golden Age. The Golden Age has no godly context with it. It's defined by the civilizations that preceded the creation of Adam and Eve that God destroyed. And that's why we're watching, Doug, all these strange phenomena. And I don't think Jesus was just saying, you know, there's going to be a lot of heartburn, so men's hearts will fail them for what they're eating. I'm not making fun of that. I'm only saying men's hearts will fail them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth. And that's what that pastor said. God gave him a revelation. This is the days of Noah. And, you know, again, everyone, you know, I want, how do I say this so clearly? All who have listened to Doug and the forum that he's given to me, whether it was Tom Horn, was myself, whether it was the different people we brought on, the different conferences we've done, we've given you plenty of information. And again, remember, Joshua and Caleb, those guys had some, they had some determination, strength. And I think it's important that people recognize, look, none of this stuff we can fight in our own strength. But we can do the possible, and God will do the impossible. And so, Eric, can you just play that? If you found it, the video, it was on my website. Just play a couple minutes of it. I think people need to get this at how serious the Mississippi River drying up is.
Mission Group on Wednesday named the Mississippi River the most endangered river of 2025.
There's a slight earthquake in southeast Missouri, slight to light, and basically happened a little over an hour ago.
The Mississippi River, a mighty force of nature, carving its way through America's heartland for thousands of years. But now, something is shifting beneath its waters. Recently, scientists have discovered large cracks in the Mississippi riverbed deep below the surface. They aren't natural erosion marks. They aren't man-made. There's something else, and they might be signs of serious seismic trouble. Is this just a quirk of the earth, or is it the beginning of something much bigger? A river on the edge. The Mississippi River is one of the most iconic and important waterways in the world, stretching over 2,300 miles from Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico. It has carried sediment, stories, and commerce for centuries. But beneath its tranquil surface lies a foundation with a volatile history, one that could again become violently active. Few people realize that the Mississippi flows over one of the most geologically unstable areas in North America. The central Mississippi Valley sits directly above the New Madrid seismic zone, a massive fault system buried beneath layers of sediment and topsoil. This zone isn't just an obscure geological curiosity. It was the site of one of the most terrifying seismic events in U.S. history. Between December 1811 and February 1812, a sequence of powerful earthquakes, some estimated at magnitude 7.5 or higher, shook the region. These quakes were so intense that they caused the Mississippi River to temporarily flow backwards, toppled chimneys in Cincinnati, and rang church bells as far away as Boston. Entire forests were flattened, swamps were created overnight, and the landscape was permanently reshaped. At the time, the region was sparsely populated, but even then, the destruction was significant. Today, however, that same area is home to millions of people and critical infrastructure. Now, more than 200 years later, scientists are once again sounding the alarm. New cracks are forming beneath the riverbed. These fractures appear in patterns suggesting tectonic rather than erosional origin. And they're not just static features. Some are actively shifting. The U.S. Geological Survey has reported changes in subsurface stress levels along the New Madrid Fault, and river monitoring stations have begun detecting subtle shifts in flow and sediment distribution. These observations point to a buildup of pressure that may one day be released in the form of another major earthquake. To complicate matters, the Mississippi River itself may be amplifying the risks. The immense weight and shifting flow of the water can exert additional stress on already fragile fault lines. In wet seasons, when the river swells and the groundwater levels rise, pressure builds beneath the surface. And in periods of drought, when the water recedes, the crust can rebound suddenly, a process known as isostatic adjustment. Could these newly discovered cracks be part of that adjustment, or are they the precursors of another seismic awakening? Whatever the answer, one thing is clear. The Mississippi River is not just a source of life and trade. It is also a sleeping fault line waiting to stir. And as scientists continue to uncover what lies beneath its waters, the urgency to prepare grows stronger. Could this be history repeating?
And I think it's critical, Doug, because not only are we talking about the New Madrid, but we're also talking about the Cascadia Subduction Zone. And I made a film about this. And by the way, some of the people I'm seeing now are in our film that we're talking about this. But behind the scenes, I want everyone to know there are gag orders on what they can say. So if you have, I'm just giving you an example, 8,000 harmonic tremors over the period of a couple days. Those don't show up on anybody's charts, but what you're seeing, left hand, right hand, you're seeing on the West Coast, you've got really severe crustal movement, and on the New Madrid, and some people say, it's Madrid. Okay, that fault. But the point being is you're seeing massive amounts of stress being exerted. And I want everyone to understand this. You get rid of the Colorado River, and we don't have time to play that one, but the Colorado River is drying up. But it's not just the surface water, it's the aquifer beneath. And this is what everyone needs to understand. The truth is, it's not just what you see on top, it's what you see beneath. And so what we're watching is all of the desert oases, whether it's Phoenix, whether it's Las Vegas, whether it's some of the southern Utah areas that have water, the demands on the water are increasing. And it's kind of like the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, you know, water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. All these years, we could have gone into desalinization, but here's the critical thing. In the second scripture, as the chasms open up, that's a nice way of saying a big fault opening up, that's when the supernatural, preternatural evil comes on the scene. It's like they've been compressed, and it's like they get released, and that's what people are seeing now all over the world, and that's what we saw from that pastor that was in Chiapas, Mexico, and It's not just there, Doug. People are having encounters. They're having literal, and they're, it's not in their heads. It's literal events taking place that are very, very dangerous. So the purpose in teaching people about the days of Noah is that they can understand that God gives his people victory. So the people can mock the Christians. They can mock the religious priests, but they can't deliver themselves from some of the most hideous creatures in mythology. And Doug, I am telling you, in our Glyph Project, ladies and gentlemen, GLYPH, it's some of the most mind-blowing stuff that's ever been brought forth to the public. And we started that Glyph Project not with the billions or 100 billions of dollars of the big guys like Google and Meta and AT&T and IBM, but what we did is we started with the premise that these ancient symbols, these ancient sigils, whatever the picture on a wall, whatever the carving on a wall, all of those things had meaning, and to go back in history and bring them. And so what's interesting, everybody, we started with 3 years ago of the findings now, and I can tell you where this thing's going to go. It's going to blow their minds, because their minds, when you get into quantum computing, you're getting into parallel dimensions, and that's something that most people think is only a science fiction realm. Well, Google found out differently, and when you deal with that realm, you're going to deal with supernatural evil intelligence. So instead of, I love that pastor, he wasn't afraid. And that's why I said, he's notice all the people praying. And I don't know the whole foundation of the prayer meeting, but I can tell you this, his response, Doug, needs to be all of our response when we're dealing with the devil, because most people don't want to deal with him. Most people don't know. And I'm talking Christians, and I'm not talking about somebody who tranks you out, tranquilizers, you know, and tells you it's all in your head. What is problematic is we're not ready to deal with that evil, and that evil is now not future tense. It's coming into our dimension now. So when the aliens, and I'm talking about interdimensional entities, I'm not talking about little grays that live on Mercury and come to Earth for a good time because Earth women are cute. There was actually a movie like that. But the point is that most Christians are so divorced from the reality of God's word, yet they're going to be suckered in. And that suckering in, we're showing you what the plans of the evil one are. And by the way, just as in World War II, you always saw painted on a wall, Kilroy was here or whatever. These entities are no longer bashful. They don't care if humans know they're there. They're bragging about it. And one of the most interesting translations that we have translated to date, and we translated tons of them. This is Dr. Williams will appreciate this. 8 PhDs around the world. As some of them are Chinese history linguists. Some of them are the whole Middle East. I mean, they know what all this stuff means. Me, I just am blessed to have those people working with me because, you know, it's important. Now, if we get to Egypt, all of the information coming out of Egypt is the Hall of Records. They're finding the city beneath Giza. I started talking about that with your show probably, 19 years ago? And they kept it hidden, kept it hidden, kept it hidden. Now it's the time, because what they're going to do, they, meaning the Luciferians and all the elite, they're going to come up with a fake history. It'll be real concerning Lucifer and everything he's done, but it will be to displace God, because human beings under the influence of Lucifer, he wants to absolutely destroy every human being and remove all mention of the living God. And Jesus said, if God the Father didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh humans left alive. So that's kind of what I wanted to get across in the second hour. I know Dr. Williams is with us. And so, you know, at your time, segue us in, because again, everyone, if you think the electronic warfare of our, you know, RF energy, radio frequency and electromagnetic frequency, you've got to understand these people that are opening up the portals They're not playing with fire. They're playing with some of the most supernatural evil that's ever been known. And God in his mercy has kept that from us until the devil, and I believe this, the devil has opened the gates of hell. They won't prevail, but we're going to go through a lot of stuff. And so we're going to see things that will cause men's hearts to fail. We're going to see some of the AI. AI is killing human communication. People won't even now talk to a girlfriend. You got an AI girlfriend. Well, you know, I doubt that keeps you warm at night. And I'm just saying this. They're dehumanizing human speech. They're dehumanizing the entities, the evil spirit. Well, I don't believe machines can be demon possessed. Well, I'm sorry, but you don't know your history, and you've never been to Africa, and you've never been in a place in the world where they have taboos and statues in the Pacific Northwest that talk to people, or any of the Greek mythology or history where they have the sibyls. And they have the prophetesses, and they cause inanimate objects to speak. And we see that every day in Congress. Just kidding. But the point is that we're now at the place where events are going to be so out of hand on such an accelerated rate, Doug, that I want people to know, if you really want to know, and it won't cost you a half a billion, it won't even cost you a billion. But if you want to get, I would say this, there's nothing like it that exists in the world. Our Glyph report, you can go to stevequayle.com. It's big. It's on the left-hand side. Cool colors. And the thing is that there has never been anything like this. Thank you. Never everything, any time taken this kind of thing on. And this is equal to the majesty of God. You know, I mean, this is like decoding the secret language of fallen angels. Signs, when you see a certain sign, you know what it means, and it's meant that before prehistory. So it's interesting because we're now seeing, and this is, I want to share this, we're now seeing, concurrent with that pastor's testimony, the glyphs talking about the return of the giants and what's going to happen. And we haven't seen that to date. Okay, this project's been going on 3 years, but we're seeing it now. So, ladies and gentlemen, you go to my front page, Glyph Project Translations, and you will see some of those mind-boggling information that simply didn't exist until God in his mercy said it's time to open up the if you will, the hidden wisdom that I want my people to understand, so they're not destroyed by it. And if you do not understand, when I say the lateness of the hour, the madness of the minute, the sin of the second, this is what it's talking about. So Doug, I just want to, you know, thank you for letting me get this stuff off into the common listening audience, because this stuff's happening now. So go ahead, sir.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. This kind of naturally, at least in my view, segues with Dr. Basima Williams. The transhumanist agenda, the depopulation agenda, the negative things caused by 5G and the upcoming internet of body, all of this kind of, to me, is it's all interconnected, interrelated, and protecting oneself is very important from, to the extent possible. And I happened to watch when Dr. Williams was on last, it was December 5th of last year. I happened to rewatch that, and it just brought back a whole flood of information that she imparted to the audience. And I'm so thankful to have her. So, Steve, Dr. Basima Williams is on beingfunctional.com, her website. But, Steve, if you want to bring her on as well, introduce her, go ahead.
Well, and I want to, give her maximum amount of time. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Williams is probably one, and I'm not saying this because she's my friend, but she's one of the smartest doctors, and she's an MD, she's a naturopath. I mean, when I say naturopath, maybe that's not the right word, but she's a functional medicine. There you go. And functional medicine is is a whole new area of medicine. And she wants to help people. She doesn't just want to clip coupons and get a $37,000 check from the federal government for whacking her patients, you know, and whacking means killing them. But again, I want everyone to understand that the information that Dr. Williams gave, and I'm going to turn it over to you, doctor, is some of the most life important and life saving. And again, your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. My body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Most Christians didn't believe that, who were, I would say this, forced by circumstance or not understanding the dangers of the vaccinators, okay? So, you know, death by injection. But Dr. Williams, go ahead and let's deal, if you wouldn't mind, with all now, since you were on last time, the plethora of the massive amount of information coming through out of the vaccines and just how you're dealing with it, because there's a lot of people that have lost hope. And thanks for coming on. I know your plane was, late. When do any planes come on in time anymore? But nice to have you. So you probably got an earful about giants, but it'll help you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, for giving me this platform. And Doug, you're 110% right. My objective is to empower people and help them help themselves. And I think that in no matter what happens, the best case scenario is to take care of our own bodies. That's what God gave us. And so we have to be smart about that. And, you know, I was reflecting back while I was on the plane today. And I was just thinking back when I was a resident in medical school. And, you know, I've been in practice now for almost 30 years and working with patients for almost 30 years. And half of that has been spent on functional medicine. So really looking at root cause of the problem instead of just sort of, you know, the way medicine is taught right now is if you have a sink that's overflowing with water, you get out the mops and the best mop wins versus just shutting the water off. And so really I love shutting the water off. But I remember reflecting back as a resident, and I had a 2-month-old in my exam room, and the doctor that my attending said, these are the 6 shots this 2-month-old gets. And I remember saying, is that safe? Is that okay? And I remember questioning it, and they're like, of course it's safe. And I thought, have the studies been done on each individual shot, but have they also been done on the cumulative effect of all of these shots? And come to find out, you know, they actually do have to change the vaccine contents when you are combining shots together in order to get the same efficacy that they're looking for in an immune response, which is the end result. So really, there's a lot there. I started seeing patients getting sick with vaccines, and I really, in 2001, took a step back and really reevaluated how I wanted to give vaccines. And I think for a lot of doctors, too, when they become parents themselves, they really start to reevaluate and relook, and you can't neglect what you're really seeing in practice if you have eyes to see.
Well, amen to that, Steve. I think, what are there? 72 vaccines on the schedule for the childhood schedule? Is that?
That's accurate. And that is so ridiculous. Yeah. And we have no idea what all of this, you know, what started out as an innocent, let's try to eradicate polio. And, you know, Dr. Salk was amazing at what he did, and lots of research went into that, and that was effective. But what's the problem that we're running into now is let's eradicate everything. And, you know, our bodies were created to eradicate things themselves if we took care of them, if we eat well, if we sleep, if we eat, you know, we can go into all the details of everything we can do, including, you know, taking some supplements and things like that, especially with all the deficiencies that we're seeing now because of the food that we're creating. This is a big soapbox for me. Obviously, I talk about it all the time, but really it's one thing after another is what we're seeing. But what I love doing is I love to empower people and really have a positive twist on this. I don't know if you guys know this, but we have a amazing new Surgeon General, Dr. Casey Means, who's a functional medicine trained doctor who rejected everything, just like I had to go through this myself. I had to learn everything first in order then to be able to look outside of it and go, that doesn't make sense. And this doctor is a Stanford trained surgeon who went through the same thing, because you don't learn all about nutrition. You don't learn about all the different ways that you can improve outcomes, just obesity trends, for example, increase in cancer rates, increase in autoimmune disease, increase in even things like eczema and psoriasis and arthritis and, you know, joint pains, just from the sheer fact of being obese, dementia, all these neurological conditions, restless leg syndrome, peripheral neuropathies, all these things I have seen in my practice where we have been able to, if not fully reverse, at the very least partially reverse, and especially when we catch things early on.
Wow. Do you ever appointment book handy? I'm joking, of course. But no, 100% right. Look, I believe that we, with the scandal that just came out about the, what was it? There was a doctor who for 20 some years was falsifying the medical reports on, I think it had something to do with cancer, if I'm not mistaken, cancer research. We've been lied to so much, and it's so refreshing to hear you, come out with the truth. So Steve, I mean, and please, doctor, continue, as well.
And Dr. Williams, share with, because a lot of people are now feeling post-vaccine guilt. And, you know, there's a lot of people that, if they had it to do over, they wouldn't. But let's say from your position, from a functional medicine position, where do you begin? Let's say somebody calls you and, you know, they're listening to us tonight. God bless you for coming on. And so where do you start? Because I'm seeing a lot of people, and I don't share this. I stand by this. The vaccine is not the mark of the beast, okay? A lot of people will die early because they didn't realize their body's temple of the Holy Ghost. But let's say for those out there, to give them hope, okay? Because I know there's a sorrow and there's a sadness in their hearts, but it's always after the fact. So where do you start? I come into your office, come into your practice, and I say, I'm a mess, doctor. And you can say, yeah, you look like it. No, I'm just kidding. But you would, you know, where would you start? I'll shut up and let you speak.
Yeah, Steve, you just hit a major nail on the head in terms of people who rushed to get the vaccine because of the fear of dying, and also the fear of guilt of, you know, we don't want you around our children if you don't get the vaccine, or our, you know, especially if you're a grandma or grandpa. And so, and then also giving these vaccines to these children without knowing fully the long-term safety, which is still relatively unknown with something like an mRNA vaccine. Like, that's just mind-boggling that we just jumped in and vaccinated everyone. And some of the smartest doctors I know jumped in and got these vaccines. And so what I tell people is to go back to basics. Look, your body is so amazing at healing itself. And it's for example, the part of the immune system, there's something called the TH1 and TH2 part of the immune system that counterbalance itself. One part of the immune system, the one part of that immune system helps regulate autoimmune diseases. The other one is, you know, really helps regulate sort of your ability to fight off infections and things like that. So why not look at, for example, just your immune system and what you can do to improve your immune system. The first thing you want to do is you want to look at your gut health. 70 to 80% of your immune system is right on the other side of the gut lining. So, you know, where you eat food and everything goes into what we call lumen, or the tube of the stomach, right on the other side, you have one single cell layer thick separating the outside world from the inside world. And if we can maximize and improve that gut lining, that translates to calming the immune system down. In fact, every single autoimmune disease has to have some degree of leaky gut in order for your body to start to attack. Autoimmune is your body attacking itself. So calming down the gut is one of the first areas. And so there's a whole bunch of things we can do for that, including your nutrition, getting rid of inflammatory foods, helping support that leaky gut and shutting down those little holes and pores in your gut that's allowing a whole bunch of toxins to go through. So all of that. But what's really beautiful with that is when we can improve the leaky gut membrane in the gut, it translates then to improving leaky blood-brain barrier. So now you're decreasing exposure of toxins into the brain. And then also it helps with the endothelial cells, the cells that line the arteries, they also improve in function. So everything leads to one another. Really calming down that immune system and calming down inflammation is cornerstone. Obviously, if you're suffering from obesity, we help with that. If nutrition is huge, we talk about the healthy oils to eat. We talk about where to source healthy oils and healthy proteins. We talk about what type of carbohydrates to eat. So this is all, we actually created a course called Your Thrive Code specifically for that. And we priced it at only $297 because we wanted everyone to be able to afford it. We wanted some initial investment in your own health, but we wanted everyone to be able to afford it. And this is where we go through all of the things you want to do to maximize your health and wellness with a goal of increasing longevity and increasing health span, meaning living on this earth as long as you're able, but being functional the entire time.
Given the fact that health begins in the gut, the nutrition aspect now, obviously one of the things I want you to address is the different quality of vitamins. And my question to you is now that China's shutting down, you know, I mean, I don't know, there's what, 200 different strains of ginger? I mean, there's the good quality components to any vitamin or any, you know, any health food supplement. How are you coping with that? And I mean, is there enough indigenous herbs and herbal stuff growing in this country or other countries other than China? Because China produces 80% of the pharmadethicals. By the way, you can use that word, not pharmaceuticals, pharmadethicals, okay? And so, but, you know, please address that because, you know, you have your company, MyVitamin.com.
That's right. We started a company called MyVitamin.com because a lot of the patients I would see, mostly women, they're the first ones. And then eventually they'd bring their husbands in. I'm sure you guys can relate to that. Somebody's always nudging the men to get the help that they need. And then eventually I would start to see the kids. But a lot of the moms just wanted good, solid supplements for their husbands or for their kids. So we created a company called MyVitamin.com, which I chose what vitamins go in the little packs that we created. There are morning packs and evening packs. The reason we created that is because people were confused about what type of vitamins were most important and when they should take their vitamins. And then also, we wanted to give people confidence. So when I give my patients these supplements, my expectation is that they will improve. Okay. And they do most of the time. If they don't, I know it is not because the supplements are bad. So I know that the supplements are working. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. We have superior bioavailability, superior absorption. That means literally the capsules break apart and they're already in their absorbable state. They have bioavailability, which means they're actually getting to the cells and actually working. We do testing to verify that. And they're also, most importantly, this is why the first 15 years of my medical practice, I did not recommend any supplements because I did not know how to test these supplements to make sure that they were pure. Purity is a really big deal. In fact, we just had a veterinarian who reviewed, he wanted to order some of these supplements, and that was actually his job growing up. He wanted to review our certificate of this analysis that we do that looks at the purity of our supplements, making sure there's as little as possible, way above industry standards in terms of mold contamination, heavy metal contamination, all these things. My first 15 years of practice, I didn't trust any supplements. And the more I learned about supplements, the more I distrusted them and the more I was appalled at what was in them. And also the fact that you literally were pooping them out because they were so hard that they didn't dissolve readily in your intestines. So ours are super pure. We do third-party testing and we test ourselves, and we actually reject 40% of the raw material that comes into our building because we have really high standards. And, you know, unfortunately, that 40% of the raw materials going somewhere else, some other companies using it, obviously. So we are really, really picky about all of that.
Well, I think that's critical because, again, as food decreases just because of the cost of inflation, I mean, I think there's a misnomer, and please address this, that people think that food is nutritional until you see 24-year-old Big Macs, French fries, and this is, you can see this on YouTube, you've probably seen it, and basically it looks exactly like it did 24 years ago, and I can't even imagine what that does to your gut, you know, and then they hit it with a blowtorch, and guess what? I mean, they can't even burn this stuff. So how do you, and look, a lot of people are barely able to put food on their table. But when the whole thing about Cocoa Puffs and Trix are for suckers, not for kids, and all the food additives and everything like that, how can you help people that are on limited, funds? And so many people are elderly on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And so when you're dealing with somebody like that, where's the best place to start? Because we have people like that are listening to this show that they just go, well, it just costs too much. No, what's your life worth? But I'm just seeing now, I mean, I knew this stuff existed was garbage, you know. You can't have a bowl of Fruit Loops and go, where did those colors come from? And, you know, and so if you want to know why there's so many fruit cakes in the world, they've eaten too many Fruit Loops. I'm just kidding. So how do you begin with someone who's on a limited budget and, you know, they just want to eat healthier? And good supplements and good nutritional supplements are better than eating a $20 Big Mac super meal, super duper meal, or whatever the brand is. And, you know, and 20 bucks goes a long way. Not everybody's buying $20 burgers, but, you know, that $5. And here's what I want people to understand. And please address this. You can do things if you prioritize them, correct?
You're 100% right. And actually, Dr. Mark Hyman, who's a amazing functional medicine doctor, he actually did this experiment and would go to people's homes and show them how $24 would buy a meal for four people from McDonald's, but then $24 would also buy a whole bunch of food, including an entire chicken, some and vegetables, and some healthy grains. And yet that food would be good for four people, plus it would be good for the next day's lunch. So really, eating healthy is, you have to make it a priority. And the biggest lie, Steve, in my practice that I've had to contend with and deal with is the convenience factor. People want to convenience, and that's what it's all come down to. People are, and to be honest with you, people are too tired to cook at night like we used to. Remember, we used to cook every night. My mom cooked every night. We helped her cook every night. We all cleaned up every night together. We don't see that anymore. And the reason why is because there have been lies that have been infiltrating our life in our society. And the lies are, you have to be really busy. If you're not really busy, you're not successful. And if your kids are not super busy and they're not involved in all these sports, and then you're running around town playing all these sports all weekend long, and you're not prepping, you're going to have a sucky week. You're not going to have your cut up. I just left for the airport today, and I always try to empty out my refrigerator because I don't like having things wasted. So I made a beautiful salad. I put it in a container that I travel with, and I had leftover cucumber slices and carrot slices. I just threw those in a Ziploc bag and I brought them with me. Why would you not do that? It's so easy to do, right? So really, it's prioritizing your nutrition. But I want to tell you something, Steve, and you probably already know this, but you know, as a functional medicine doctor, I do a lot of functional medicine labs. And what that means is these are way above and beyond what your traditional doctor would do, unless you have access to functional laboratories. And one thing I was just astonished at is the deficiencies in nutrients in people who ate well, right? My patient bias is patients who want prevention, patients who want longevity and increased health span and being super active and maximizing and biohacking and all this stuff. And that deficient in so many nutrients. And that's where I really, unfortunately, I have to push the supplements because, and it's not pushing, but it's maximizing their care.
And I think, Doug, you know, again, we've watched the hustle and bustle, in my opinion, destroy families. And now, you know, now the food availability is much higher. And, you know, the old adage is you don't want to eat anything in a box in the middle of the supermarket. Everything that's good is either in the fresh vegetables, the fresh meat, and then the meat whole thing is now, you know, what I would call bastardized and Bill Gatesized. You know, some people can talk about suicide, but Gatesized. The point is that to start with the gut, you know, and then as you're saying, supplement. Let me ask you this. The average meal, since you're a functional medicine doctor too, the average meal that Americans eat, what would you say, and all the patients, Dr. Williams, that you see, what's the number one thing they all do wrong? I mean, in your opinion, I think there are patterns of behavior that are killing people. And what do you see? Would you list those? Because, you know, you're the functional medicine. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he's also an MD, you know. So The thing is that I think this is an interesting time for you because, again, myvitamin.com. And ladies and gentlemen, you're talking or you're listening, and she's talking about a medical practice, what, 30 years, 25 years? How long?
They're almost 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So one thing, so I'm going to just start with sort of the beginning of your day. When you wake up, what's really interesting and what, you know, I go back to how God made our bodies, right? God made our bodies so that in the morning we have a cortisol surge. It's a hormone that we have to have in order to live. So we have this cortisol surge, and we at the same time we have something called melatonin, which is another hormone that's supposed to put you to sleep. That naturally goes down. When that happens, you become more insulin sensitive. That means you need to break your fast. One of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they try to fast all morning and they try not to eat until noon, which is actually really easy to do versus stopping eating earlier in the day. So that's one of the biggest mistakes I see a lot of people make is that they try to fast in the morning versus stopping eating earlier in the day and really not eating in what we call a circadian rhythm sort of way. Our bodies were meant to work in a circadian rhythm manner. And the problem is when we break that or stress that rhythm, for example, by staying up too late, being totally stressed out and having high cortisol surges at 3 o'clock in the morning and waking up in a hot sweat at 3 o'clock in the morning, what people don't realize is when your cortisol and insulin hormones are affected, it affects many downstream hormones, almost every single downstream hormone, whether it's estrogen, oxytocin, testosterone, thyroid hormones, all of them are affected. So I would say one of the biggest mistakes people make is they don't break a fast. And when you break a fast, you want to break it with some healthy protein, healthy fat, and a lot of colorful vegetables. That's another thing that people who do have breakfast tend to start their morning off with sugar, which is the absolute worst thing that you can do. I'd rather you fast than have break your fast with a bowl of cereal or a Pop-Tart or something like that. So that I would say is number one. Number two is we live in a country where we have way too many carbohydrates in our diet, and they're not the healthy kind. So the bad carbohydrates that cause insulin spikes and blood sugar dysregulation cause an enormous amount of stress and inflammation on your body. In fact, in our diabetics, there's a blood test called an A1C blood test, and that blood test is what your average blood sugar has. Well, that blood test is actually measuring how damaged glucose for the past 3 months. It's actually a red blood cell test that's measuring how healthy those red blood cells look, because when they're exposed to glucose for a prolonged period of time because of the foods that you're eating, then you will have more damaged red blood cells. So I would say the second biggest flu paw, if you will, is that we are eating way too many simple carbohydrates. The next thing in line would be...
Before you move on, can I just interject with a question? Damaged red blood cells, consequences to that, what are they?
Lots of inflammation. And okay. So what this is called, and it's actually one of the leading causes of
inflammation. I think we're losing our signal, yeah.
Doctor, we're losing you a little bit. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Is this better? Okay. Yeah. So, yes, when we look at damaged red blood cells, we're also looking at the inflammation that high blood sugars causes to all organs, all cellular health in your body.
Okay. All right. So try to lower it below like a 14.5 A1C, right? I'm joking, of course. I'm joking. But no, okay. Good to know in terms of the consequences. Okay. So please continue. I know I interrupted you.
Go ahead. Now, the next biggest flu paw that a lot of people make is they undereat protein. So, and again, this is all just relative information. I'm not anyone's doctor, because the amount of protein your body needs is very specific to your body. So if you have kidney disease, liver disease, if you're pregnant, if you're nursing, if you're having surgery, if you're recovering from an injury, if you're recovering from being in the hospital with a major infection for a long period of time, the amount of protein that you need varies, and you need to know how much. But the general range of protein in a diet is anywhere between 0.4 to 1 gram, and that's a wide range, right? 0.4 to 1 gram per pound. So if you weigh 100 pounds and you're trying to build a lot of muscle or recovering from an injury, you might want to shift more towards that 0.8 or 1 gram per pound, assuming you have normal kidney function. And this is where you want to talk to your dietitian or your doctor if they know all of this, because, you know, again, we didn't learn nutrition in medical school, unfortunately. So hopefully your doctor knows a little bit about it, but that's the general range. And what I would say is most people overeat carbs. And if you're eating, say, 2000 calories a day and 1800 or 1700 is carbohydrates, that doesn't leave much for proteins. And
there
so
the Dunkin' Donuts, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, it's true. And then that's one of the worst things you can do is have a carbohydrate with the next big flu paw, is that people are eating the wrong oils. They're eating the pro-inflammatory oils.
Those are because it's really critical. Salad dressings, unless they're say so, I mean, that's kind of the, you know, you're dressing your salad. I tell people, yeah, for a funeral, because seed oils are deadly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean.
Yeah. No, the most seed oils are what we call polyunsaturated fats. And polyunsaturated fats are your the type of fats that you're, that are what we call essential, meaning your body cannot make them, so you have to eat them. There are two main types of polyunsaturated fats. One is called omega-3, which are the healthy ones. Those are the ones that are in fish, chia seeds, hemp seeds, walnuts. You want to eat a lot of those every day. And also, most people don't eat enough of them, which is why every single foundational pack in our med pack has an omega-3 supplementation, because to this day, I have not found a single person who has a normal omega-3 to omega-6 ratio without taking supplementation, unfortunately. And then on the other hand, there on this side is the omega-6 essential fatty acids, which are the seed oils, cottonseed, palm oil, sunflower seed, safflower seed oil, all of these oils. Unfortunately, that's a double whammy. Number one is the way they're processed. I don't know if you guys know this, chemically processed and also mechanically processed, and it destroys the heck out of these oils. Polyunsaturated oils, even the omega-3s and the omega-6, are extremely sensitive to heat, which means they can be destroyed super duper easily. Okay. So when we're chemically destroying them to extract out the seed flavor, the seed oil, and then we're also deflavorizing them because we don't want this safflower oil to actually taste like safflower oil. We want it to just to be oil that's neutral in flavor, because then we can add it to all that food in the middle of your grocery store aisle. Now, here's the caveat. Here's what you need to know. Omega-3, anti-inflammatory. Omega-6, pro-inflammatory. They sort of do the opposite thing. So you want them sort of balanced, because guess what? You need both. You want to have some inflammation when your body needs to make inflammation. You want to have some anti-inflammation. Like when you get COVID, I give people like 4 or 5 grams of fish oil if it's appropriate for them, because I know that fish oil is going to churn down. Did you guys know that the fish oil omega-3 churns down the inflammatory cytokines? So super powerful for our asthmatics, our eczema patients, anyone suffering from a lot of inflammation. We really do promote a lot of good healthy fish oil. But omega-6, here's the problem in this country. Omega-6, 24 to 1 ratio is the average. I just saw a kid who's only 12 who has a 22.7 to 1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. It should be 4 to 1. Okay, totally off, very pro-inflammatory. So I would say that's the next big thing. I can go on, but you know, those are some basics.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I heard everything you said, but I kind of want to go back just one step. You mentioned seed oils, right? And cooking with seed oils. I didn't imagine that, right? You didn't mention that, correct?
No, I did not. And actually,
okay, I didn't imagine that.
Yeah, and actually, remember one very, very important thing with polyunsaturated oils as a general umbrella, so all of them, is they are very, very sensitive to heat, okay? So right. When you go to a big store and you buy a pack of supplements, omega-3 supplements in a big jar that have been sitting on a shelf and exposed to light for a long period of time, that oil is actually rancid. It actually even smells bad. So we generally do not recommend cooking with any seed oils. We recommend that you limit how much seed oils you eat to begin with, and we maximize the omega-3s as much as possible to create an anti-inflammatory cell. We're really worried and focused on what's happening at the cellular level. So we're trying to create as little inflammation as possible so the cell can work like it's supposed to. You have inflammation, you get insulin resistance. You start making fat cells really easy. You start gaining a lot of weight, infertility, all these cancers, all these things start rolling down when you have an inflamed body. So everything we do is really focused on that. Our fish oil, we will run out of fish oil on occasion, because our fish oil, when you order a pack, when you order that specialty pack, it is made fresh that day. So you are not going to get it the next day. So it literally gets made that day. And then so usually there's a 2 to 3 day process just to even get it mailed out. So while that can be a pain in the butt for some people, a lot of people are on subscriptions. They don't ever have a lag period. That way it's always being made ahead of time for them. It's also not sitting on any shelf anywhere. 0% chance of that.
Okay. Inflammation would include arthritis, for example. Is it correct?
100%. 100%. Okay. My go-to treatment for arthritis is diet first.
Diet first. And what kind of supplement? I'll go to myvitamin.com. Tell me what supplements for arthritis, inflammation. I guess the inflammation, right? The pack for inflammation.
Yeah, the first thing you want to do, if you really are serious about this, what I tell my patients is, please don't go to supplements to solve your problem. That is no different than going to Advil or Tylenol or anything else like that. Clean up your diet first and start the daily foundational. I have a 76-year-old patient right now who could not even do, she loves doing Pilates, couldn't hold on to the Pilates bands because her hands were so arthritic. And while we're not going to reverse the damage that's already done in the joints, what we do is significantly decrease the inflammation in those joints. And that's where a lot of that pain is coming from. So if we clean up your diet and then you start these daily foundationals and you give it a good 3 to 6 months, I just saw a patient yesterday who said, and they actually very wealthy family. They actually, in the state she lives in, I practice in multiple states. Her family hires the fourth most number of employees in their company. Amazing woman. And she is, I believe, 62, if my memory serves me correctly, said this is the best she can remember ever feeling. And I've only worked with her for 6 months. And I reflected back on that because that's one thing I do a lot, apparently. That's what I've realized about myself and probably why I am where I am right now, because I do look back and think, what did we do? What was good that we did with her? What was bad? What could we have done better? And things like that. And what was interesting with her is it was mostly just diet, cleaning up her diet. And in her case, we got rid of some pro-inflammatory foods. And it turns out that gluten and eggs, specifically the egg protein, was not good for her body. And so
in her case, though.
Right. In her case.
Okay. Okay, and I have to say, you're the first person who has a line of supplements who said, no, supplements are not the first answer. You know, however you said that, it just, wow, okay. Clean things up first before you go to, well, or do the same concurrently. To me, that's integrity. But you're the first person I've ever heard say that. And I want to say thank you for that because, yeah, we got a lot of cleaning up to do, believe me. But go ahead, continue.
Well, and it's a process, right? Sometimes I'll encourage my own patients by saying, look, I didn't get to where I'm at right now overnight. It took me 10 years to get to where I'm at because, you know, while I always lived a healthier lifestyle and I always knew just intuitively that, you know, I eat a lot of vegetables, eat some healthy proteins. I didn't understand, you know, 30 years ago what healthy fats were and things like that. But it's an evolution of change. And that's what I've done for myself. And so that's why we created those foundational packs. Those are super easy. I can tell you across the board, in all these years of measuring these specialty labs, I have yet to see one single person who has a normal omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, which is super important to have. And I've yet to see one person, unfortunately, have a normal magnesium level. So you bet every single one of those packs has a really good magnesium that, by the way, helps you sleep at night, is very calming. But guess what it doesn't do? It doesn't affect your gut like so many other magnesiums do. So it's really calming. It's a great supplement. So yeah, so definitely that's where I would go.
Wow.
That's a good thing to start with. I will say too, what I've seen some trends in my practice, and again, this is what some of my moms are telling me, they buy the teenage packs for their children, knowing they're going to college and they're going to have a crappy diet for the next 4 years. And what's interesting is when we start to develop self-care, we start to become more aware of what's around us. And so what my parents have told me is, wow, starting these supplements sort of woke something up in my kid. And now they're wanting to. So that too, that's really cool to see that.
Steve, and by the way, Eric the Tech, I like her a lot. I mean, a lot. And thank you. But I didn't get a chance to say this. Thank you. I know you had a rough day. You late coming in on a flight. Thank you for taking the time out to be here. I really appreciate that.
This is God's work. And I just appreciate that I get to do it. So I have, I totally enjoy being on here, and I totally appreciate the platform that God's given me.
And Steve, I'll tell you what, folks, go back and listen to in fact, I'll put a link on there, December 5th of last year. Go back and listen to her, just the depth of her knowledge, what she was talking about, the, frying frying our innards with the death phones, I guess, but Steve, go ahead and continue. I interrupted and kind of took everyone off track here. Go ahead.
Well, I think to get back on track, I think Dr. Williams addressed now to the fact that we've gone through the 5G phase, and that was, that was a kiss of death. And now they're talking about a 6G. And again, are you watching, for instance, any type of cause and effect between people that live on their phones? I mean, I think the hell phone, mine's over there, and I just, it's way over there. But the bottom line is that they're, how should I say this? Their phone is with them. They're walking, they're talking. I look at people in the restaurants, and for the record, I don't take a phone to a restaurant, but telling people that, hey, we're having a family dinner, kill your phone or I will smash it. I actually told one of my grandsons that the other day on Mother's Day, and everybody looked at me. I said, I'm serious. We put the phone down and we started talking about filmmaking. What changes since the last time we spoke on, I think Doug said December 5th, what kind of new problems are showing up that you equate to, let's say, more exposure to radiation because they're kicking up the frequencies and even the modulation of different frequencies changes with the chemtrails because they're how should I say this, beaming more energy into the weather wars. This is a real statement. And so are you seeing not only diseases, but are you seeing new problems as people, if somebody comes into your office that lives on their hell phone, what are you seeing based on compared to a year ago?
And this is interesting, and it's not just a year ago, it's actually, and again, this is an evolutionary thing where there's something called a hormone hierarchy, and a hormone hierarchy is where the most important hormones are on the bottom. The most important hormones are cortisol and insulin. You will die without cortisol or insulin. On top of this hormone hierarchy is something like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. You can live without estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And guess what that is? That is what I call the canary in the minefield. If you stop having periods, if you stop being able to get pregnant for whatever reason, you always want to look at this hormone triangle and go, okay, what went wrong? And almost always, Steve, in terms of one of the most common causes of infertility, for example, is insulin resistance. Our insulin hormone isn't working like it's supposed to. In fact, it sort of works in reverse when we are inflamed and our ovaries can't make the progesterone that they're supposed to be making, which is basically what PCOS is, making too many male hormones and not enough female hormones, and therefore not ovulating and making a healthy egg every month. Obesity is the number one cause of that, and through route of insulin resistance and inflammation. Okay, what I learned is people who have infertility there's like an imbalance in their body that we need to investigate, because your body can live without having periods. Your body can live without ovulating. And now you're not going to have a baby, but you can still live, but your body's not going to live without, you know, your heart and certain other organs. Okay. So what I realized, I wanted to really pay special attention to that. So when I looked at EMF exposure, I wasn't shocked at all to see that sperm is one of the biggest things that is affected by EMF. And unfortunately, when you look at my studies and sperm, and we do also have human studies and cell phones and sperm, you know, reduction in number, reduction in quality, mitochondria within the sperm, just poor overall quality. When you look at what it's really doing, with this mice study, that after five generations of mice, the amount of sperm that's available still in that fifth generation is almost none. And that is leading to extinction. And you know what's really sad? It's EMF. It's our poor diet. It's these stupid things that we can control to some degree. But you know, what really bothers me a lot is that the FCC is taking a blind eye to it. They are a captured agency. There's so many studies that say that. There are lobbyists. I don't know if you know this, but they are averaging about $300,000 to $400,000 a day in lobbying fees. That's one of the highest for the telecommunication world. Some of the former people that head the FCC are now working for big telecommunication companies. You know, there's a problem when the FCC's recommendation on protecting us, the humans on this earth, are dated to 1996 and haven't been renewed. Even with the significant change in technology and exposure. And not only that, but their whole recommendations were based on thermal energy exposure. So how hot our bodies got, how hot our heads got when we have a cell phone 2 inches away, not right next to our face, like most, so many people do, right? And then, you know, the little ear things and all that stuff. Don't get me started on all that. But this is really a travesty. I think this is a problem that is so huge. And all we can do is educate ourselves. And again, this is where I call it my health era movement. I like to educate, help my patients reflect back on how EMF is affecting them, and then apply a plan of action. So educate and empower, reflect and apply. In everything we do, we try to really educate on that first, because if you don't know, then you wouldn't know to change. And this is not my opinion, by the way. These are all facts. These are all, you know, I've read about 40 articles on EMF exposure because I actually started looking to disprove it, because I couldn't imagine that the government would let us live in something like this. And then we're humans, right? We have cells, but so do all the animals that live outside that are being exposed to even more EMF. And they're smaller, and they're in theory more affected by them. So I don't know what's going to happen in 5, 10, 15, or 20 years from now. You know, I don't know what kind of babies that deer are going to have, to be honest. Those are the thoughts that go through my head.
Well, I think extinction is the good word, because again, it's so obvious that everything is designed to attack you. This is my opinion. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Williams probably has her own opinion that probably very similar. But the point is that the whole issue is human. Obviously, it's destroying women's fertility. And I tell people, we have the most ignorant sperm in the West. And somebody says, what do you mean? To keep our you know, our grand
Eric detected. Steve, freeze up, or is it just on my end? Okay, so Steve, you froze up there, my friend. So wow, all right. Dr. Williams is our guest. God bless that woman. What a lot of common sense, but not necessarily common, but certainly sense, and a lot of great information. While Steve is kind of like a popsicle there, Dr. Williams, please continue with your sage advice, with your information. I'm very concerned, by the way, too. You know, I love my dogs, and to think that they're getting, you know, radiated. I never really thought about that. I never thought about the animals, the wild animals too. I never thought about any of this, but how do we fight back against this?
Yeah. And, you know, also the plants are even being affected. Anything with cells can be affected, and insects are being affected. I even read a study on bees being affected, which is sort of the lifeline to all these other, the pollination and all this other stuff that's happening. So there's a lot to it. There's so much to it. You can get definitely get stuck in the weeds. But one of the biggest areas that EMF will affect people is with the nervous system. So the brain is greatly affected. Nervous system tissue is affected greatly. And the way it works is that there's a huge calcium influx into a cell when you have these erratic waves that are being transmitted and going through your body and into the cellular level. And what happens when you have a high amount of calcium inside of a cell is it causes a lot of inflammation. So reactive oxygen species, which cause a lot of inflammation, which can actually cause things like DNA breaking up in pieces where it shouldn't be breaking up, and mitochondria not working like it's supposed to. So you're chronically tired and fatigued, brain fog, you know, in terms of symptoms that people report, brain fog, dizziness, tinnitus in the ears, all sorts of neurological systems that are being affected. But what we tell people is distance is your friend. With all electronics, cell phones, ear, you know, the little ear things that you put in your ear, which I will wear maybe once or twice a month if I have an important call or something like that. But outside of that, I don't wear those anymore. I used to until I learned and learned that they're little tiny transmitters that are continuously connecting to your phone back and forth. So I stopped using those. Distance is your friend. Keep your cell phones away. So one area where you can immediately start working is in your bedroom. Get your phone out of your bedroom, plug it in into the hallway, unplug everything in your bedroom. So the lights, the TV, all of that, unplug it, because anything that's plugged in is emitting some kind of electrical field into that bedroom. So you want to decrease that as much as possible. Now, Tina opened up a store called Escape Zone or sat123.com.
Yep.
Where they have a whole bunch of products. One of my favorite products is a beanie that you can actually wear in your head. I actually wear that. I have one upstairs in my bedroom, and I also have one in my office. And I actually also travel with one, because one of the worst areas that you have a lot of EMF exposure is on an airplane. So I actually wear it while I'm on the plane. But and in between seeing patients, I'll wear it just to decrease EMF exposure to the area that's most sensitive, which is your brain. So we've actually had reports where a patient's headaches have gone away with using those. So you can wear one of those in bed, and you can also wrap yourself up in a EMF blanket. So that is all. So they provide all of that. But the biggest thing is get the electronics out of your room. And if you can, which we do, you can turn your Wi-Fi off at nighttime. You can just just unplug the whole entire. We just have a switch that we can turn off everything, and you can actually have that installed in your house as well. So those are all really, really good things. The big, huge thing, baby monitors, you know, right next to the baby's head. That's probably not a good idea.
No.
Especially as it's transmitting, you know, to the bedroom. But then the other big thing is don't hold your cell phone in your pockets, in your bras, on your arm in a sling while you're running, in your waistband. Don't hold yourself. So we actually make crossbody bags, and we actually sold out of the ones that I absolutely love. I can't wait until we get another shipment in. But it completely, you're completely, like, you put your cell phone in that bag, you can't, you're no longer detected. It is pretty amazing. And you can also put your car keys in it and just zip it up, and it's super sleek and pretty nice. So
I can tell you this, the bags, the Faraday bags from the Dark Bags, okay, Escape Zone, Set 1, 2, 3. I've used those on, we worked the Butler assassination case against President Trump, and we had a little bit of an issue with some law enforcement. What saved us from, I can't explain it, but we were able to, I mean, they knew where we were at. And when I say they, I'm talking about the feds. The Faraday bags saved us from harassment. And I am so keen on that, as well as you mentioned about the things, the beanies and the blanket, if you will. Again, very, very, I'm a big fan, because I've noticed a difference, not with me, because of my sleeping habits are a little bit different, but with my wife. And I'm telling you right now, that's a great investment. So thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate that. And thank you for really sharing the information you're sharing, because it's so vital, I believe. And the older I get, further down the line I get, the more I realize how important this is for all of us. And you're so right on the money. And again, you've got my admiration and my thanks for doing this. So continue. We've got about, 5-6 minutes left of the show. So wherever you want to take this, go ahead. But folks, the links to the websites will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com, as well as on Rumble, because I'm a believer in Dr. Williams and everything being discussed here. So go ahead and continue, or go ahead and wherever you want to go. You can take us out, basically.
Sure. So one thing I just want to share and encourage everyone with is common sense. What you said earlier, this is, how Donald Trump is saying common sense politics. And I'm like, you know what? This is common sense medicine. And the common sense comes in with the common sense that I personally use. I didn't realize I was using it, and I always call it my intuition, but it was just common sense of asking that question back, going back to when I was a resident and asking that attending doctor, is this okay to give this little tiny baby all these shots? And actually, yes, it is. It's totally safe. And then plus, he also said, plus you don't know. And, of course, we're working inner city. We don't know when we're going to see this child back again. So we're going to give this child everything we can, assuming that, inner city children, sometimes you don't see them again for 6 months. That's just how it is when you have 8 other kids at home, and it's just really hard. So we are basically treating worst case scenario, but we are applying worst case scenario treatment to everyone, and not giving anyone a voice or a choice. And so I decided when I started my practice that I would give my patients a voice and a choice. And if they wanted to get just one shot at a time and come in more frequently, that was fine with me. And, we didn't have reports of the fevers, the really high fevers, and the 2 days of being down that most other kids have. Those are all common sense, and that is your intuition, and your intuition is how God speaks to you, and you have to listen. And so this is where, my next big case that really kind of changed how I practiced was a lady named Sarah, who I had just read a book called The Healer's Diet, and it was about a man who used food to heal himself. And, it was very Christ-based healing. And so I applied the same things that I learned in that book to this person who was not getting better with traditional medicine. We had diagnosed her with rheumatoid, and then the medicines weren't working. And what do you do with a 22-year-old who's in pain and suffering, just got married, has her whole life in front of her, and doesn't want to be on these high-risk drugs that would affect the, potential pregnancies and all this other stuff? And so I decided to apply those same principles in her healing, and lo and behold, she got better. You can't ignore that. As a doctor, doesn't matter what you learn in medical school, you can't ignore that things like this work. And so that's where sort of I just kept learning and learning more and more.
Just fantastic, utterly fantastic to have. And folks, think about this. We have a medical doctor who is well researched, well studied, and really giving us a lot of great information about things that we need to know about. It's not just about living, it's about the quality of life and about the longevity too. It's up to us as I often say, you know, we really can't fight if we're sick or if we're, you know, impaired otherwise. So I just want to say thank you so very much, Dr. Williams. We're at the end of the show, and I don't want to get cut off abruptly, but again, my admiration, my thanks to you, and please, would you come back on again, especially when you're not so rushed with flights and such.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Okay. I really appreciate you. I appreciate you, and we'll be talking again. So thank you, Dr. Williams, again. Your websites, and are you on social media at all?
Yes, I would love any.